The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
So my best girlfriend is in town, and she said, I don't want to see you, but I'm down with that. Let me explain. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
So she's one of my best girlfriends, and I haven't seen her in almost a year, and she flew in. I said, oh, I'm so excited. When do you land? And she said, early. Brunch, what do you want to do? She said, I want to be alone with my husband in a hotel room. We have two teenage boys, and I need this. And I said, you sure do,
girl. That wasn't even code. That was just...
She just said, don't want to see you till Monday. Don't want to see you till later.
Hopefully they're exhausted.
I'm sure they are, because she sounded like she was ready to go for a marathon. Yeah. You know what, though? I get it. Sometimes you just need that alone time. I literally text Otto because he'd been working out of town. He's back. He's back. So I'm really happy about that. But I told him, I need you time. Just us. No cats. No kids. Just the two of us.
We kind of accomplished that yesterday. There's still a lot of cat action going on. Yeah, but I will say our cat is doing so much better, which makes me so happy.
Yes. But there's just times when you need to be with your person by yourself. Yeah. And don't feel guilty about that. You know, she hadn't really been alone with him in a long time because, well, my kids, is that if you're not happy, you can't be a good mom, you can't be a good employee. You have to make sure your happiness and your relationship comes first. Some people might find that controversial, but it's true. When I married Otto, his grandmother came to spend 2 weeks with us. Grandma Dorothy, the mother of, what, 11 kids?
11, yeah.
11 kids.
36 grandchildren.
Yeah, she said, Dana, I want you to promise me that you and Otto are going to take vacations every year and get away because you need to be with him and remind each other why you fell in love and why you got married. I was like, oh.
I think it was pretty solid advice because I think at the time, you know, when you have a young kid, you're like, oh, I have to spend all my time.
My time with this baby.
As you get older, you realize that you got to work on your relationship. You got to be there for each other so you can be a good parent.
I'm trying to figure out, Dana, you said earlier it was controversial. What's controversial?
Because some people will say kids come first. And unfortunately, you can't do that because you will forget why you married your person. You will forget how to relate to one another. I have a friend who got a divorce very recently. I will not say her name. But her husband told her, I don't know anything about you anymore. All we do is hang out with the kids. All we do is go to games. All we do. And they're divorced and he's got a girlfriend and she is just very sad. And I don't want that to be my relationship.
Yeah. You got to work on the relationship first and then.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you guys kind of missed your opportunity to be empty nesters because the moment your daughter left, you guys welcomed in two cats.
So. Still can't go on vacation because of these dang cats.
Yeah. We're going soon. Dude, I'm going to hire a cat sitter. My mom said hire a sitter. I was like, oh, I didn't even think about that.
A cat sitter? Yeah, Automatic is such a stressed out traveling cat dad a lot of the times.
You don't even know, dude. You don't even know. But we're going cat sitter from here on out.
Yeah.
You do know because you've experienced me going to the airport with a cat. And you're like, did this guy really has a cat in the airport?
Freaking crazy.
Yeah, really? And you're very authoritative when you check on your cat, too, which you should be. You're a dad. You know.
Yeah, I got to take control, because if that cat gets out in the airport, it's going to be chaos.
Anthony, one time he was sitting there with the cat beside him, and I met him at the airport. I don't know how we ended up in another city, whatever. Anyway, I pulled up. I took the cat from him. He didn't even notice. And I texted him. I said, hey, what are y'all doing? He said nothing. I said, how's the cat? He's like, and I watched him from the distance. He was freaked out. And I held the cat up. And a woman saw me and she winked at me. She's like, oh, I see what you're doing. I was like, he's not even, it's just like when our child got lost. Same thing. He's not paying attention.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Making a love connection can be so hard. Some of my girlfriends, you know, were married for 10 years and now they find themselves out here in the streets and they're like, this is awful. Or they were in long-term relationships and they thought it was leading to an engagement and it didn't happen. So one eatery, late night spot, believes they found the answer. Before I get there, though, we've had this gentleman on hold for a minute before I tell you where it is and who it is. Godless, you've been on hold for a minute. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Live as ever.
Carlos, there we go. You made me smile. I love that. I love that. Okay.
I like the spirit.
Are you married or looking for love, Carlos?
I'm single. I'm looking, 26, Salvador from Baltimore.
Okay.
Still a lot of luck,
okay, 26 looking, obviously employed. responsible of early going to work. So I don't know if you heard, but there's this place that's gone viral all over the country because they have the wiener wall. Have you heard of it?
Say what?
Have you heard? Really? Okay, there's a spot. It's called Yo-Yo's Hot Dogs. Their lonely wiener wall. You take a Polaroid picture of yourself holding one of their hot dogs, and then you hang it up, and you put your handle on there, right? You put your at, whether it's Instagram or Facebook, and they're connecting people that want to find love. Isn't that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I would love that.
Well, then get your photo up there on the lonely wiener wall.
Okay, I'll hit the wonder wiener wall. It feels so weird playing with you.
I love the fact that you have the guts to say you're looking for love. It really irks me when we're demonized for saying, I want to be married or I want a partner. There's nothing wrong with wanting to be with somebody.
But there does take a certain amount of guts to go to a wiener place and put your picture up on the wall and say, hey, I'm single.
It does. But if you're going to find somebody, and it's also
different. You got to try everything. Exactly.
You got to try everything.
Yeah. It's either like the wiener wall at Yo-Yo's or like Chipotle's single table too along the wall. I think it's a great idea because that's where a lot of single people are eating.
Oh, Anthony, have you ever approached people at Chipotle? I know exactly what you're talking about. Otto and I will eat there, and like in the center it's coupled up and friends, and then there's that wall against the windows of just people solo.
No, because honestly I hate to burst your bubble, but it's all dudes. So
all 20-year-old guys. Yes.
That's probably who's on the lonely wiener wall too. It's probably all men.
It's always all dudes. All right, but also Dan, I want to go back to something you said earlier. You talked about demonizing people because they say they're looking for love.
Yes, I've heard that.
What do you mean by that?
Well, when you say you want to get married or you want to find somebody, a forever person, you're seen as desperate, straight up. People are like, she's just desperate to get married, or he's just desperate for a person. And I don't think you should feel that way wanting to find a good partner. Who really wants to be alone for the rest of their lives? Come on.
Ask a friend to set you up. How about that? Dana loves to set people up.
I love setting people up, but it never works out. And then I'm just left in this awkward situation.
I'm still batting 1,000.
Who have you set up, Otto?
You set up?
No one. That's why I'm still batting. Maybe I should take a swing at it. Hit it out the park and get a marriage right away.
As a matchmaker, when you've not done one match,
I'm sure I've matchmaked someone.
No, you have not. Okay, we have Jamal, who's been holding for a while, and he says he's married. Jamal, welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What are your thoughts on our conversation?
Well, honestly, I just believe that you have to be intentional, especially in today's culture about marriage, because the hookup culture is messing a lot of people up, because sometimes a vibe lasts for 5 or 10 years and nothing happens. And but if you're intentional, it's like, hey, you know, this is what I want in my relationship, and do you match my wants? Then, like, if you don't, then you end it quickly. If you do, then you'll have to get married. But, yeah, the hookup culture is what's messing people up, basically, in my
opinion. Man, what you just said about
that is true,
hookup culture and being intentional.
I literally told Dana, I'm getting married once, and that's it. Well, this is all this is going to happen. I was very intentional. I was like, if you have any intentions of not letting this ride out for the rest of your life, then let's not do it.
Yeah, how long have you been married?
15 years.
Oh, congratulations, man. Congratulations. Oh, my gosh. Do you have children?
Yes. Well, I have a boy and a girl and a dog.
A boy, a girl, and a dog.
A complete little family.
Yeah, no more kids?
No more kids. So that's all I'm going to do.
Yeah, I get it.
I get it. Trust me.
Putting it out there is definitely the vibe, I think.
I feel like when you and Otto met, you guys didn't talk about, we're going to get married and have a daughter right away.
No, we didn't.
It was just friends. And I think when it organically develops, that's the best scenario.
I will say.
That's why you got to try different things and do new things.
I think that is great advice without you even realizing it. You might already be friends with somebody that could be your person. You might already be friends with a man or woman that you don't see in that way. Let it bubble. Let it develop. Sometimes we put these stipulations in our own mind. Well, he's got to be this tall and she's got to be this and that. You're hindering your own ability to find the love. Like, do something a little bit different.
I think that's definitely something that, I mean, I think men do that as well. But the whole thing of with women build this perfect man in their head, they're only looking for that man. I think
that. Oh, my God, Otto. After I dated the people I did before you, you're like perfect for real.
I'm far from perfect.
No, but I mean, I've just been.
The perfect match for what Dana needs in her life. And you guys are like a perfect yin and yang. And I think that's cool. And Otto, I agree with you, bro. These women out here is tough. They want a man who's like a blue collar man. man and emotionally available and is also a good salsa dancer. Like, I'm not going to be all three of those and be committed to only one woman. No. If I can do
like,
all
if
those,
I can do all that.
The Lord wants me to spread it. I can't stop. I gotta get out of here. I'm from the Cayenne.
I mean, the salsa dancing alone. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, don't ever trust a salsa dancer.
If you want details on the Lonely Wiener Wall, you can at me, at Dana Cortez.
And let's get your picture up on the Lonely Wiener Wall. Come on.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yo-yos, please. I will be there.
Okay.
I will be there. I want to be up on that wall.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Have you ever pretended to like something that you absolutely do not? In fact, you might hate it because you like someone.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yes.
I've done it a few times.
Otto found this funny video online. Here, play a little bit for us.
His friends.
Yeah, pretending to like the friends means that you're really into this person.
But a guy I had a crush on was like, hella into Skrillex, and I was like, that's so crazy, so am I.
That is so funny, to pretend to like music that somebody else likes. I did it with Otto. He asked me, he's like, man, we need to talk about this. Have you ever pretended to like something because you like someone? And I said, yes, classic East Coast hip hop. Because that's his favorite. I can't. I liked you so much.
I figured out very, very early that I was like, oh, she's BSing me. She doesn't know anything about any of this.
I was BSing you. I just was like listening to you because I liked you and I enjoyed hearing you talk.
Ramble okay. on about Wu-Tang. About Gangstar and Wu-Tang.
Like, yeah. Yeah.
I know I'm not the only man who's ever lied to a woman about caring about astrology.
Anthony, are you like, what's your, what if they're talking to you about your sign?
It is like, sometimes, yeah. Yes. And then sometimes you got to do the classic, like call your mom and ask her, what time was I born, mom? Can you?
Oh, my God. Because, you know, that does matter. Like what time you're born. Well, I don't know if you care or not. Yeah, you don't care or not, huh?
I don't. It doesn't matter that much. The biggest thing I ever pretended to like was the outdoors. I went camping with a woman, and that was actually fun. That was actually really cool. Her family treated me very well during that time. But during the holiday, they went out there and cut down their own Christmas tree like barbarians. I was like, what?
A little too outdoorsy for you?
Yeah, dude, I grew up with a plastic Christmas tree. This family had me out there with the old school axe. I don't know what you call it.
Wait, you had a hatchet and an axe to cut the tree down?
Oh, my God.
How much sap did you have on your hands?
Sap? Dude, yeah, this is stuff that makes your hands all sticky,
yes.
right?
Yes, that's sap.
Yes, dude, yes.
Anthony's so outdoorsy, he doesn't know what sap is. The things you do for love.
I pretended to like fashion.
Oh, Otto, yeah.
And
my gosh.
My brothers love to tell this story. So I was dating a girl who was very into fashion, and she...
Way before me, by the way, before Otto and I were married. Dana. Yes, yes.
And she bought me a pair of purple stretch pants. And I wore them along with this other, like, quote unquote, fashionable, like, Spanish design. I think it was like Cuco or something. I can't remember what it was, but it was the top. And then I had like a platform boot that I was wearing.
Oh, whoa.
Platform slow down, boot. Prince. And
I was giving Prince a run for his money. And I walked
like
to the house,
blouse?
And my brothers literally fell over. They were like, what are you wearing?
Yeah, what are you doing? I told you, dude. For people who were listening earlier, I told you, Automatic, you wear too much purple. You wear a lot of purple.
First of all, I'm a Vikings fan, and I'm also the Phoenix Suns DJ. So I have a lot of purple in my closet, okay?
Hold on. Was the shirt like a blouse?
It was like sheer.
Oh, no.
But it had like a cover. It was like you couldn't see through like to my chest. And at that time, I was in pretty good shape. So, I mean.
Yeah, sure, sheer. Yeah, we could see your nipples, sir. Don't lie.
That sounds sappy.
I was like Zoolander, basically.
No. Yeah.
I feel so much better about just faking I liked East Coast hip hop now. Have you ever pretended to like something that you hated because you liked someone? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Cardi B was in full mom mode at her concert in Atlanta. She's had 30 plus shows and she said, I'm out of here. She threatened to not perform because the staff was mistreating her workers. Listen.
Here on live, right here, because you and your employees are being disrespectful. Why I'm not going to perform today? Because you're being, go get your boss, like you said. Go get them. I'm not performing today. Let me tell you why. Because we got in here. Your employees are being rude for no reason. And then they're telling me, oh, we gotta talk to this because I feel a certain type of way because you're being disrespectful. I did 35 shows and I never had a problem. And we've been kind to everybody. So no, now I'm leaving.
She sound like an angry mom. No, I'm leaving. She did go back. She's not gonna make the fans pay, rather. But she was upset. She said that they were being disrespectful, talking down to all of the people that work with her. She's like, I don't play like that.
As somebody who's been on a few tours, I believe her. It's happened. Sometimes when you're going into a new venue and there's the people that work there, and then you're the show, and they know that they're only going to see you for one night,
they try to boss you around.
Yeah, I mean, not everyone. I'm not saying all venues are like that, but this could happen. Yeah, and especially sound guys. I'm sorry, you know, some sound guys aren't bad guys, but there's some sound guys out there that they just
Well, you don't want to miss a Cardi show. She's been so awesome on stage. She's had more than 10 viral moments from just talking to the people who support her, thanking them, saying like, I can't believe I'm here. Like, this is amazing. That's why I believe her when she says, I've been nothing but nice. 35 shows and no problem. And all of a sudden you come up on somebody like this. Now, is it right to throw them under the bus like that? Because, you know, somebody's losing their job after that.
No, it's never okay to belittle somebody in a way that she did right then and there. That was wild, bro.
I was going to say,
I don't feel like this was a good look for her.
I feel like it was great. But maybe that's just me. I think I feel good that she stood up for the people that work for her. Too often.
I'm just going to say this. Taylor would never.
Oh, Taylor wouldn't put it on camera, but she would do it.
Actually, you're right. She would stand up for her people. Yeah, she probably would. She gave $1 million each.
And you know what? They probably wouldn't do that to Taylor. And that's the thing. Cardi's like, treat us with respect. We're coming in here. You have a job tonight because we're putting on a show. I mean, that's just my opinion. And just to, like you said, to be bossy for no reason because you're power tripping, that's not okay. All right, so check out the video. Go to @DanaCortezShow on Instagram. See what you think.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.